So I'm either fighting the flu or the cold. I think coronavirus is out of the question. I don't know. Could be. You never know. But anyway, bear with me. Everything that you do in life is a derivative of the worship service of God. Just like I saw these university convocations, I saw an image of them, a convocation. And it just means, convocation just means a large gathering of people. And that's what's happening at the worship of God. A large gathering of angels and elect saints. Created beings, you know. You know, a lot of people might say, well, God is... They might think God is narcissistic, or they might say God is whatever, but he's not. Because look, Jesus is the image of the invisible. He washed feet. Yes, God gets the praise and the honor and the glory and the preeminence above all the saints. Above, Jesus sat down on the right hand of God, right? Yes, God gets the glory and the honor and the preeminence. Because God is holy. Holy, holy, holy. God does not joke around with sin. God does not joke around with foolishness. And he knew when he created mankind that man would be dropped down into foolishness. Sometimes these systems need to reset because they need to break you out of your foolishness. We need systems to reboot, to break us out of our silliness and our foolishness and our insanity. Because it's all fake anyway. Babylon, the money's fake. It's like Monopoly, you know. And stuff. Think about all the stuff you gotta have. You gotta maintain your stuff. Stuff owns you. You gotta maintain stuff. So stuff ends up owning you instead of you owning the stuff. See how stupid that is? Even if you're out there in the woods in a teepee as an Indian, you gotta maintain your bow and arrow, your knife. You gotta maintain your teepee and your animal, your horse or your mule or whatever you do to carry your stuff around. A wagon or whatever, you got to maintain it. Imagine being out in the middle of nowhere and you got a wagon and the wheel breaks. What are you going to do? You're going to let it just sit there. You're going to let it rot. You're going to leave it behind. You ain't going to mess with it. By the time you make another wheel out of tree wood somewhere, you could have already been to your next spot. It doesn't matter what it is. Let it reboot. Let it reboot. It doesn't matter what it is. Let it go. The whole purpose of a reboot is so you don't hold on to anything. Don't hold on tightly. Hold on loosely. Somebody dies, they die, you know. You knew they were going to die because you're going to die and everybody's going to die. So you got to be ready. You know everybody's going to die. If the system reboots, if you lose your stock, you lose it. Try not to, but the system has to reboot, people. If you tie into this place with all you got, you're going to be discouraged. So God is slowly cutting the material realm out of your world, out of your mind, out of your life to make you spiritual. Let it go. I've seen people, their favorite restaurant shuts down and they have an emotional breakdown. Their favorite restaurant shuts down and they have an emotional hissy fit because of a restaurant. Let it go. Let it go. If your cell phone breaks, let go get another one. Let it go, people. Let it go. Let it go. If your spouse is acting stupid and crazy and they finally leave, let them go. Don't try to chase somebody down because they're stupid. Yeah, the devil might have them. The devil might have them, but they made the choice to go follow the devil. Why waste your time on somebody who don't want to do God's will? If you change jobs, if your job gets rid of you, let it go. Go get another job. It's J-O-B, just over broke. It's just a job. Put your identity in a job. If you get laid off, go get a job at McDonald's for 3 months or 2 months till you find something back in your field. You will find something. The Bible says in all labor there's profit. So for such a time as this, you know, I might not be here forever. I might have the coronavirus. This might be it for me. I don't know. Your favorite YouTube channel shuts down. Let it go. Your favorite preacher shuts down. Let it go. Charles Stanley, when Charles Stanley moved away from regular music to the contemporary music, I had to let it go. I mean, I think he left, when Charles Stanley left the King James Version and he left the traditional music to the New Age music, I had to let it go. I listened to that man for a long time, 10 years, to learn the truth, you know. Not just him, many people, but if they go into false, I mean, he's not a false teacher, don't get me wrong, but if they go into, I don't know what the word is, just let it go. He's trying to mix, you know, some of these big churches try to mix the world in with the truth and they to draw people understand what they're doing, but it's, if you're dying, let it go. Whatever it is, let it go. False hopes, false expectations, legalism. You can't keep up the law. You tried to keep the law, let it go. Enter in by faith. You can't keep the law. This lady threw up in my car about 2 weeks ago. But she didn't hit the seat and the floor. She just hit the edge of it. So that was. But I had to let it go. I said, okay, I got a towel. I got a sheet in the back of the car. And then I left out there in case I needed to crawl under the car. And so I took the sheet and wiped it off. And then got it off. And then I noticed the next day on the way to work, I'd still smell some left. So I took some Clorox and wiped everything down. I let it go. I actually let it go the very moment it happened. And when I drove home, I just rolled the windows down. You can't change reality. You can't fix this world. Only God, and even God has to renovate it. He tells you, new heaven and new earth. God has to renovate this place. Jesus has to rule for 1,000 years for it to be in peace. This whole thing is actually like a joke. The only reason it's not a joke is because people are needing to get saved. Because they're going to burn in hell if they don't. But it's actually just like a program. It's a repeat. It's the gospel. It's the word. It's helping others. Jesus, greatest among you, is a servant, right? That's what he said. The world tries to make you think the greatest among you is to have more servants, but the greatest among you is those that serve. I could do a lot more. I mean, I pay for this website out of my own pocket. I carry people around that have needs in Uber. I got some rental property where people need a place to live. And then on my job, I take out trash and take out their trash, fix their you know, if something breaks that they've broke, I fix it. I have to serve. I'm not tooting my own horn because I could actually be doing a whole lot more, going to the soup kitchen and stuff like that. But you can only do but so much. And I'm not getting kudo points from God. It's all faith alone and Jesus alone. He knows what I can and can't do, and I can't do but so much. But the biggest point I wanted to get across on this audio is let it go. The stock market had to crash every 10 years or whatever. Everything has to crash. People have to be fired from a job. People have to quit. People have to move. Things change. Things in this world, you're not going to have peace, but you can have peace spiritually. Jesus didn't come to bring peace, but a sword, he said. And one of the things, they were trying to open all our borders, remember? So God is against open borders, because even when Jesus ruled, there's going to be different nations. So God is against open borders. So God had to do this. He had to allow it, that is. I think it's a bioweapon by man. But God had to allow it so people start shutting their borders again. Because it's not biblical. Open borders is not biblical. Open borders is not biblical. The only reason you have all the three main races in the USA, you got black, white, and red, right? So it represents the cross, the blood of his cross. You got the Indians, you got the whites, and you got the blacks. But whites are brown, blacks are brown, but it's the typology. We're all the same. We're all from Adam. I don't think an Indian is red skin. I got green skin myself. Greenish, reddish. I'm part Indian. And I have worked with a lady. Her last name was the same as mine, so I probably have ancestors that I'm probably related to the Indians and the blacks down the line somewhere. I'm sure I am. So we're all come from the same Adam and Eve root. But the fact that God separated the nations in Genesis is this God's will. Because the Tower of Babel says man can do anything. In other words, God put those two flaming swords above in the Garden of Eden so they couldn't eat of the Tree of Life. He put the two swords there for a reason, because if man lived forever in a state of sin, that would be miserable, to live forever in a state of sin. And so God split the Tower of Babel. He put the two swords there, or however many, to keep people from eating of the tree of life while they're still in sin. And so how do you get out of sin? You appropriate it by faith in the finished work of Jesus. And so if this earth is going to burn up and be renovated, you're going to have to let go of the earth and its form that it is in now. So if you got to let go of the earth and the form that is in, imagine going, being in heaven, and you know all things in Christ, so you know what's going on. You know, people say, well, do they know what's going on in heaven, on earth? Yeah, they know what's going on. When you see him, you'll be like him, right? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. They know what's happening. But imagine being in heaven and God saying, okay, we're getting ready to renovate the earth. And you got to let it go. You were birthed out of that. It's just a birthing. The earth plane is just a birthing process to the spirit. And so when I was a child, I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I think like a man. So spiritually, you become a man in the spirit, whether you're a woman or a man. And you got to let go of the childhood stuff, the old earth, the old Adam, The old earth has got to be renovated. The old economy's got to be renovated. The old ideas got to be renovated. Everything's got to be renovated because the old has to put on the new. The old Adam has to put on the new Adam. In Ephesians 4, he says, put off the old clothing and put on the new clothing. Speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Why? He says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. The only reason they drink wine is they want the Spirit without Christ. They're trying to bypass. That's why they call it wine and spirits. They receive a spirit, all right. It's a demonic spirit. I've actually tested it. When a person's drunk, a demonic spirit can speak through them easily. And I mean easily. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So, well, I don't see stuff in that. I don't see any stuff in that verse. Be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I don't see any stuff. All I see is renewal in the inner man. If you get sick, God has to shut you down for a season. Get back up. Rest, sleep, get back up. Everything has to be renovated. Even the human body needs rest and sleep and renovation. Don't get tied to your laptop. Don't get tied to your computer. Don't get tied to your phone. Don't emotionally attach to any kind of electronics. That's ridiculous. That's insanity. That's stupidity. Don't attach to any kind of music or group or band or anything. Just disconnect from this place because this place is temporal. What happens when you put this this rock band and up on a pedestal and they end up letting you down? You get saved and they end up letting you down and you realize that rock band was trying to take you to hell with them. What happens then? I'm trying to get a point across. I'm not telling you how to live. I'm just trying to tell you that everything down here is trying to get you to connect to it in the natural so that you set your affections on things below. And then when you do, and you expect all this stuff, and then it crashes and burns, then you jump out of a window and kill yourself because everything down here didn't meet up to your expectations. Don't expect your kids to do right. Don't expect your parents to do right. Don't expect your people around you to do, your brother, your sister. My sister quit talking to me 10 or 15 years ago because she believed a lie. I quit. She called me. You got to do this. What was speaking through her? You gotta do what? You've been gone for 10 years. I'm not mad at her. I'll never be. You know what your sister just said. But I'm not gonna play her game. I'm not gonna play the bloodline game. I'm not mad at her. She made her choice based on a lie that she believed or some kind of false reality. So when she calls, says, "After where you been? 10 years. Well, you gotta do this. Oh, really? Let me block you for another 10 years. Maybe you'll learn your life." Hopefully, the whole purpose, if she can just walk away, I'll show her how it feels to walk away for 20 years. And maybe she'll get saved. Maybe she'll fall down on her face and get saved one day, realizing that she can't look in the mirror. And so I'm not talking about personal stuff. I'm trying to tell you something. Even if it is a bloodline family member who rejects Jesus, who tries to get you to play their little game where they want to be some kind of authority in your world, you can't play that game because God is your authority. And if somebody in your world is trying to be God in your life, they got to go. They got to go. Let it go. If it's contrary to the truth, let it go, let it go, let it go. If it's temporary, if it's earthly, fleshly, temporal, let it go. Hang on to stuff that's eternal.